Lo, these many years, I have been waiting for this moment. I have longed for release from my past. Oh, the lamentation I bear today was not always so. There was a time when I was truly glad for the honor, yet I am now so very tired. A weariness has settled in, bones ill-used and fragile. Yet this warrior would see one more battle. Win one more fight. Oh, not for me alone. No, my honor and glory can only be found in one final service to my king.
Welcome to Grimsmith's Medallion, a seasonal presentation of Misfits Audio. Let's return to our story.
My name? My parents called me Ulrich. My king calls me Sir Knight of Perseverance. Many times I've been in need, but have stayed the course with steady hand and firm resolve. Many stories I could have told, yet have waited these many years to share. I am glad of your company. Come near and hear my tale.
Oh, it is good to ride again, Ulrich. The King's Highway suits you, I think.
Indeed. We've been far too long at the boards. Ale and fine meat find me sluggish and in an ill disposition.
Therein lies another reason for us to ride to Canterbury.
You there, we are in need of provisions.
Yes, sir, right away. And as much as you need.
We will of course pay silver.
I am unworthy, your worship.
If I may, what are you called?
I am known as Donella, Sir Knight.
May a king that you grovel so. Stand up, good woman.
You are indeed kind.
Be quick, peasant. We have little time for your fun.
Fenrol, we are ambassadors, are we not? M'lady, what is the name of this place?
Surryman.
Perhaps we should return this way.
You would be most welcome, my lord.
I am not nobility. My name is simply Ulrich.
Yes, of this I am keenly aware.
Lost this world. Will we ever see an end of it?
I fear this may be an enchanted wood, Fenrol. We've travelled within its bosom for more than a week.
The sun dances at the top of the trees, but refuses to light our path.
Evening fires seem timid and easily cast into darkness. Even our steed sends something foul and foreboding.
Ulrich, come. The way opens before
you. Donella! If we return to Surryman, then.
Just a little further, Ulrich. Your journey is to end. Follow me.
Was just a dream. A dream is all.
Are you such an old man that you startle at the least sleep vision?
It seemed so real.
Yes, well, we will breakfast and be on our way. This morning you shall dine on roast quail. I was up for the hunt while you were gaping at dreams.
Who goes there?
Show yourself! Why? We have a little man in our midst. Come forth, small one, and break fast with us.
He appears injured, Fenrol.
Let me be.
Why are you so vexed?
Curious I was, nothing more. Just wanted to see what manner of foul-smelling vermin roamed my woods.
Your woods?
So my woods have had their mark. Yes.
I believe we travel the king's highway.
Oh, simply saying a thing doesn't make it true, does it? I could say I'm the king. Would you believe me?
Explain, dwarf.
Mark my name well. I'm Barga's Oathslayer.
Oathslayer? Oh, yes. You do look valiant if you were seeking to best a rose quarrel.
Hold your tongue, Fenrir. Explain, Barga's Oathslayer.
Yes. Well, in a time long past the remembrance of mere mortals, this forest was the outer chamber of the great king, Rorgrimsmith. His throne, well, it rested high on Mount Misfortune, high above the Valley of Shadows.
And we are to believe in this great king and kingdom.
Well, I expect you were not, having never seen or heard of the king.
Bargus, this is a story of legend and men of renown. It is fantastical and unbelievable. Yet there is a quickening of spirit.
As well there should, in men who would know truth.
Yes, Owen. Go on and become a disciple of we, little Bargus. Be not surprised, however, when there is no quail remaining on the spit.
Bargus, I would hear more.
It is said that Grimsmith has taken to shape-shifting. It is believed he still walks his kingdom, looking to exact vengeance on those who would desecrate his domain.
Shapeshifting. Pardon me if I seem a little less than accepting of this tale. It is a story finely spun, Bargus. But you yourself said that it is a story long past remembering.
It's no concern of mine, knight. Follow or do not follow. You alone can choose. I followed Grimsmith for more than 400 years.
400 years, indeed.
Yeah, so how many dwarves have you met?
Met? Well, you will be a first.
Oh, we too are legends relegated to Earth's hewn caverns. Yet, here I stand. Oh, let me fill your cup, Ulrich.
I truly am thirsty.
Yes. Perhaps we could search for the king. Would you believe if you were to see with your own eyes?
Perhaps I... That is, I'm afraid I'm not feeling well.
Now for Fenrir. He too will discover regret in speaking unkindly to a dwarf of the king. I have no doubt you wish to speak, but my time will be better spent elsewhere. Take them away and return to yourselves.
Sir Knight. Do not move. You will need your rest.
Where am I?
You are safe.
Your prisoner is resting comfortably, miss.
Thank you, Turgot the Brutal.
If there's nothing else, I would seek release to destroy something.
You have done well. Find joy in your destruction. Away from the palace, please.
Right. I do remember the last time. It would not bode well to repeat that mistake.
I should say not.
That was...
an ogre. Yes, I know.
Does he have Fenrir?
Yes, but he's safe. Turgot has found a cell for him to rest in.
But ogres are banned from the kingdom.
Yes, which is why they come to me.
But you're that peasant girl.
Well, yes, from time to time I'm a peasant girl.
Are we in Surrey, then?
I am afraid not, Sir Knight.
What manner of evil has befallen me?
Would you recognize a wayward dwarf, seemingly caught in the error of his ways?
Bargus, what is this madness?
Mistaken? Indeed. Let me introduce my more kingly self. I can become a tree, an acorn, ride the wind, or any other shape I elect to use. Let me guess.
You prefer to see me like this?
Where am I?
My dearest Ulrich, you are safely hidden in the bosom of Mount Misfortune, and glad welcome ye have. It has been long since we've had guests.
What do you want?
Want? Isn't it enough to simply have companionship, Ulrich? Other than a few ogres, dwarves, and the occasional moon rabbit, I long for the meaningful conversation.
Yet I saw you in the village. Surely you can leave at any time. Why hold us captive? Ah, one thing you should know about shapeshifting, Greg Knight. I'm most able to become another if I have personally met them. Oh, I've got a fantastical collection of creatures I've become over the millennia. Today I am Sir Knight of Perseverance, and I feel a strong desire to report to your king. No! You can't do this thing!
Rest easy, Knight. There will be plenty of time for conversation later.
I have all the time in the world.
Are we finally prepared to ride?
You may wish to shift before we reach the palace, sire.
Ah, a fine notion, Turgot. Ride on, dear companion.
Ulrich, are you awake?
I am, Fennel. We need to escape.
Yet we are bound.
Hello?
Ulrich, I can hear you.
Yet I am talking to others.
What do you mean?
Grimsmith said he has personally met those whose form he uses to shapeshift.
I do not understand.
Do not be afraid. Grimsmith is gone. You must come and help us.
Ulrich, even the ogre left with the Mountain King.
Please, I implore you, come to our aid. Hello?
Is someone there?
Oh my, you screech loud enough to wake the dead, you do.
Bargus.
Oh, have we met?
In a manner of speaking.
How long have you been in this castle, Bargus?
Hello, I have been held captive more than 400 years.
Yet you are not in chains.
Oh, I've seen what Grimsmith can do to those who betray his rule. Ooh, don't want to think about it. No, no, no. Don't make me think.
So you stay willingly?
No, I stay in fear.
Well, I would rather die in battle than have my soul flayed every day for eternity. There is bitter truth in those words.
Oh, sweet elixir to my soul. Oh, I may die for what I'm about to do, but it has been more years than I can count since I felt good about something I've done.
Thank you, dear Bargus. Will you come with us?
Oh, not sure what an old dwarf could do to help that would not slow you down. I wish you godspeed.
Dear Gruff Bargus, I shall never forget you.
I am quite certain you would hear tales of valor, cunning, and victory. Certainly this story has all, and more. Yet I find my weariness urging me to speed through my tale. You see, Benlal and I enlisted the aid of giants. Ogres, the few that were good and winsome, as well as a stray dwarf who, as fortune would have it, convinced Bargus to join us in our quest. Releasing the captives held within Mount Misfortune brought more than 500 creatures to our aid in pursuit of Grimsmith. But he would not be so easily vanquished.
You found release from my prison? How is this possible?
Evil will always be defeated when good is present.
You amuse me, Sir Knight of Perseverance. If there is good in this world, then why have I been allowed to prosper in Mount Fortune for so long? Why, simple man, has there been no one to stop me? It seems that evil has triumphed.
Because good people did nothing.
For once, little Bargus is right. He has been the prince of nothing. He cannot be counted on for anything but brazen cowardice.
Yet it was Bargus who freed us.
What? I will deal with you next, dwarf.
Fear not, Bargus. You are more with us than with him.
Even if I die, I will fight.
Perhaps you could shine my armor, dwarf. You good for nothing.
Little.
It would seem that he loves to talk more than he caution.
Master, Lord Grimsmith. He's dead. You killed him, you did.
Oh, Master Ulrich, see here. Grimsmith is gone! Yeah. Oh, what's this then?
This is Grimsmith's medallion.
You know, this is how he was able to shapeshift.
By heavens, the fear of Grimsmith will continue as long as this medallion remains. Toss it to the ground, Bargus.
We will destroy it!
By all that's holy, it looks as if it were newly made.
No matter our course, we could not destroy the medallion, but we knew it could destroy us. In that knowing, I had to choose.
I must find a way to guard it so that evil ends here.
What are you saying, Ulrich?
'Tis farewell, Fenrir.
May it never be.
The hope of the kingdom rests in allowing new roots to grow in the soil of hope. Seclusion is the only way, dear friend.
I could take it. I could care for it. Give it to me. It should be mine. I freed you. I deserve a reward.
Bargus, Turgot, you must take care of Fenrir until I am gone. The madness that has cursed this medallion has overtaken our friend.
It's mine, Ulrich! You have no right to take it! Mine!
I was right, you know. The kingdom could not thrive under the tyranny that could be created from the shape-shifting medallion. Lo, I have held vigil these many centuries, guarding the wretched object. for I have never found a way to destroy it. I knew there would come a time when someone would relieve me of my calling. I know I will die beyond these cavernous chambers. The medallion has prolonged my life unnaturally. Would you grant me the honor of knowing your name?
It is amazing that after so many centuries, this artifact remains hidden. You have done well, Sir Knight of Perseverance. You asked my name. Hello, old friend.
Grimsmith?
This has been the Misfits audio presentation of Grimsmith's Medallion. A presentation like this cannot exist without the talents of cast and crew. Alex Gilmore played Perseverance in Ulrich. Jeff Niles as Fenrol. Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard as Donella. Glenn Haskell as Bargus. Delvin Kinzer as Turgot. And Glenn Hibbert as Grimsmith. Grimsmith's Medallion was written and produced by Glenn Haskell. Mixed by Matthew Blondin. Executive producer and webmaster Captain John Tatterzak. Our direction by Andrea Kuntz. Special thanks to Rachel Rumler, who had strong early belief in this original story. This production is for enjoyment purposes only and does not intentionally reflect any specific characters living or dead. This is an original production by Misfits Audio, copyright 2014, all rights reserved.